Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today is my mom's, or my bonus mom's, 66th anniversary to my dad, who passed away 10 years ago. I just called her and wished her a happy anniversary since we chatted a few days earlier, and she mentioned she wanted to do something to remember him and honor him. So I was thinking, man, what could I do that's special to her? I looked into sending flowers. That's almost impossible right now. See, she lives in Switzerland. I live in the United States. I can't even travel over there unless I have a COVID-19 negative test and can email the results in 7 to 10 days before I want to leave. So why would I purchase a ticket not knowing if I can go or not? So, no. Then I tried with international flowers, and that, too, is incredibly difficult because even in Switzerland, where the entire country fits 30 times, that's 30 times into California alone, each canton, which is more or less the equivalent of a state here, has its own rules, just like we do, and they can't send flowers from one canton to another or from one city to another. It's kind of difficult because of the COVID-19. They're afraid to transfer viruses that are, I don't know. I mean, this is just a very challenging situation, yet I came up with the best solution that mom enjoys the most, which is I gave her a phone call and we talked for a few minutes. During that phone call, we actually came up with today's show. We were talking about DNA versus surroundings. And since she is my bonus mom, let me start at the beginning. Or let me start with the introduction, actually. So what does any of this have to do with DNA? My name is Denise Thompson, and I will share with you that DNA has little to do with who we become, who we act and react, how we act and react, though the surroundings have a major influence on us, especially the five people we spend the most time with every day. So when I was 10 months old, my biological mom passed away suddenly. My dad was heartbroken, and he dropped me off at his mother's place. So my grandma raised me till I was 2 years old, and he remarried. And the thing is, when I was born, my mom, my biological mom, and my dad took in another child, a boy that's 5 years older, and he grew up as my brother. So on the deathbed, my mom said to my dad she would like him to go and ask Heidi in the hand of marriage when he was ready. And lo and behold, my dad actually honored that. And so when I was, before I was 2 years old, actually, he went there, and there was a gentleman there who goes and asked Heidi to marry him. And my dad goes, "Sorry, sir, I come first. I need to talk to her right now. This is urgent." So Heidi said, "Okay, let me talk to Willie, my dad, and see what's going on." And he said, "You know, you and my wife were friends in the Pathfinder unit in Switzerland through the church. We've known each other for a long time. You know that she passed, and that we had taken in the older one, and then that I was, you know, already there, and I needed a mom, and he would really love for her to take his hand in marriage." So she had to think a little bit, and she said, "Yes, I'll marry you." And she told the other guy, "I have a responsibility here, because my older brother, as I call him, has spent the time since my biological mom's death with Heidi already and the family as they took care of him. And my dad took me quite often, picked me up at grandma's, and we went together to visit him. So he knew he was still part of our family. So long story short, when I was 2, my dad married her, and Heidi gave him 4 more children. And so the 6 of us grew up together. Actually, the oldest one was married just before the youngest one was born. So today, Heidi and I were reminiscing about my life with her as a young child and 2 years old, the connection to her family and how life is now for us. And we did ask each other, did something happen to us or did whatever happened happen for us? And we go, wow, this is amazing. So the thing is, a few weeks ago, I was challenged to write 5 letters of gratitude to people I was grateful for in my life. And I wrote one to her and told her how grateful I was that she took me in and that she's been my mom for 66 years and a few more things. And I can honestly say that Heidi's, my bonus mom's family, had and still has more of an impact on my life than my dad's family or my biological mom's family, because they barely had any input with me. So I had 3 grandparents, 3 sets of grandparents. My biological mom's grandparents, I barely ever got to visit them because there was something that happened a long time ago and my dad didn't want anything to happen to me. And his mom and his dad, I spent a lot of time with them. They were wonderful grandparents. And then my bonus mom's mom and dad. And oh my gosh, her mom, my grandmother, was the most amazing person I've ever met. No differences between hers, his, theirs, whatever. We were all equal, her grandchildren, and she loved us all. We actually lived in the same house. It was a family home, and it had 3 floors to it. So grandma with grandpa were at the bottom floor, and they had their master bedroom on the 3rd floor, and we were on the middle floor and had a couple of bedrooms on the 3rd floor. So it was just like an extended family. It was so wonderful. So I just, you know, I have to say, honestly, I'm so much more connected to my bonus mom's family, to Heidi's family, than to my dad's family. I barely know one of my cousins. The other one I know a little bit. And the 3 others who are siblings, I know more because I used to babysit them when they were younger. But other than that, I have the 2 other cousins I never had much contact with because they were just different places, different things, and I didn't go really to visit much. One cousin came to the lake sometimes and we had fun, but, you know, that was it. So, not much of a relationship with the biological mom's parents and her brother, which was actually her half-brother, as I found out about 3 years ago when I received a letter from the state back home, from the canton, that I inherited a few dollars. And I couldn't believe that. And it says I was the only living relative of his half-sister's family. And I go, what in the world? So I was 65 when that happened, and I never knew that that uncle was actually, quote-unquote, biologically speaking, DNA speaking, a half-brother, because my grandmother was married before when she had my mom, and that person was a really bad father and husband. So she left him, got a divorce, and then she married my grandfather, the other one, who helped her have my uncle. So he was my uncle, but he was my mother's half-brother. And I go, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that till way, way, way into adulthood. And I go, wow, would it have changed anything? Why am I talking about those things? You know, I mean, I had a good relationship with my biological mom's grandmother whenever I saw her. When she was older, she went to the hospital and lived there in a clinic. And I went to go visit her a few times, especially when I worked in the same city as she was, when I worked as a nurse. But then later on, not so much. I had a good or great relationship with my dad's mother. She raised me right for a while. I went on vacation there whenever I could. And I had a lot of good memories. But she treated me differently than the others. And the older I got, the more I realized it. And I actually got frustrated because I had that comparison in my heart and in my soul that my mom's, bonus mom's, Heidi's mother was so amazing to everybody, the same with everybody. My mom's, bonus mom's siblings were all the same with me as they were with kids from their own siblings, you know. There was no difference. It was just so wonderful. That's why I came up with this. You know, DNA really doesn't have much to do with who we are. It's who we choose to be that matters, and the surroundings, the people, the things we surround ourselves with that have a much more potent, powerful impact on us and leave a deeper footprint. So, you know, I don't know if you guys have experienced that, but I sure have. And it's just amazing how things change when you know and when you don't know. Is there a difference? Yeah, okay, I didn't know about my bonus mom till I was about 10 years old, even though I had seen two wedding pictures of my dad with two different women, and I saw a picture with one woman holding me when I was a little baby, and I saw another picture, my bonus mom holding me, and I go, this is weird. So at 10, I said, I want to know what's going on, and then I was told. And of course, 10 years old, yeah, you know everything, right? Your parents are old and they don't know what's going on. Yeah, little did I know. So I just said, okay, I was angry, I was frustrated, and I needed time to cool off. And my bonus mom was wise enough to give me the time to cool off. And today we have such an amazing relationship. As I said, we just talked today so I could wish her a happy 66th anniversary. And I told her that it was really interesting for me to see that I'm so much closer to her side of the family than to my side or my biological mom's side. I am now at 68 getting to know some of my mom's, biological mom's family who's still alive and find out who just died and who I knew for decades or I knew of them, yet I didn't know I was related to them till just recently. I go, oh my, so DNA doesn't have much to do. With my bonus mom, I knew her two brothers, I knew her sister, I lived in the same house with her and her parents. We took care of each other. We loved each other. We treasured each other. We were just there for one another. And, you know, I learned so much from, as we called her, Grossi, that was Heidi's mom, who turned out to be 100 years and 5 months before she went to her eternal rest. And my dad's mom died, I think, in her late 70s, early 80s, because she fell and fractured her hip and or leg, maybe the thigh, and then contracted pneumonia and died. And I was already in the United States, so I didn't see her for the last few years. But every time I went to Switzerland, I did go and see her. The other one I barely ever saw. Maybe, I don't think I've seen her more than 10 times over the 68 years. Actually, I don't even know if she's alive. I haven't heard anything in years. I know we went to visit her 37 years ago. And I think we went once later when our daughter was born already, but I'm not sure about that. So it's been kind of a journey to realize things. And I go, wow. And, you know, everybody says, oh, it's the DNA, it's the DNA. And I can honestly say DNA does not matter that much. Yes, it matters for some health issues where for organ transplants and stuff like that, that you're a perfect match. But other than that, you can learn so much more from the people who love you, who surround you, who take care of you, who are real, true, honest, and transparent than people who have your own DNA and don't really care about you. I mean, I could go on and on and on and tell you stories. It's no need. There is no need for that, though I wanted to stress this because, especially right now, so many things are happening. This last year, since March of 2020 to now, almost end of March 2021, we've all been living our lives differently due to circumstances. And so many things came up with DNA, and I've heard from friends that their loved ones needed a transplant and they would have been a donor, but they couldn't go in because blah, 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 restrictions and whatnot. And I go, wow. You know, sometimes you just really need to figure out who your match is, be it in life, be it in health, be it in mindset. I mean, as you know, I love talking about health because that is my passion, and I've been involved in it for over 50 years, on and off, and I still follow a lot of information, and now as a certified health agent, or if you want to say certified transformational health and wellness coach, whatever is your choice of word, what I'm doing, which is guiding people towards their optimal health in body, mind, and finances. And so having given you some feedback, what we talked about this morning, my bonus mom and I, that DNA doesn't really mean that much. Yeah, I look a little bit different, but who cares? I have the dark hair my dad does, so I resemble my dad more than I resembled my bonus mom. Who cares? They both loved me. My brother, the first one who was born after they got married, he's a blonde-haired. My next brother, blonde-haired. My sister, so blonde-haired, she was almost like white-haired. And my baby brother, a brown-haired one, from the four of them, from my bonus mom and my dad. So, of course, my baby brother was always my favorite for a long time because he looked more like me than any of the others. And I was almost 15 when he was born, so I took a lot of care of him when mom was busy. I got to take care of him, and he called me mama. And people always, oh, my God, she's such a young mom. And I just smirked and enjoyed it, and I knew that someday I will be a mom. Now I'm a mom of one, but who's an adult, and it's different. Now, talking about grandchildren or children in general, Heidi's mom was such a giver. She lived each and every day from the bottom of her heart. She took in people while raising her own children. She took in others, who didn't have a home or who didn't have food or who didn't have anything. She taught them. She raised them as her own. And we called them uncles and aunts. And as I said, she treated me exactly the same as the four younger ones. And she treated the older ones the same as me, as the four younger ones. And the reason why I'm saying that is, since I've been in the United States, I didn't know why, but I had that drive, that passion to help others. So there was a family who had two boys, and I was the only person in town who was still allowed to have them overnight on the weekends. I usually got them either Friday night or Saturday morning early. And they went to church with us. They went to farming with us. They did everything with us. We had them in the backpacks or something, or in a car seat, so they were safe. We did everything with them, and they loved us. Unfortunately, I lost track of them since we moved from Northern California to Southern California, but I still talk to their mom, and she still says I was the best thing that happened in their lives. Since we've been down here, we took in her niece for a whole year. She lived with us so she could attend college or the university down here that she wanted to. We bought her a car, and we helped her out. Then my niece came over for a whole year, courted her. Then we adopted, not on paper, but in our hearts, a family who had five children, and now they have six. And we helped them out with so many things, education for the children, food for the table, transportation, everything. So I just talked to my mom this morning, Heidi, and I said, you know what? I think I got that from your mom, because we're always there. My husband and I, just DNA doesn't matter. We're helping the people who need us. And if they share that they need something, we're there and we help them. Now the family with the six children moved away, and I barely hear from them. But you know what? Sometimes there are reasons for a season that you help somebody and give them a chance to get out of the rut or to get out of their bad thing that they are. So it's just very interesting how things go. So I hope this actually brought you some value, that DNA has some value, but the surroundings are more influential and leave a deeper footprint in our lives. I'm living proof of it, and pretty sure that many of you can identify with that too in some way or another. So what does all this have to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? Well, it does a lot, especially with the mind, because if I would have been angry at Heidi for not telling me sooner, what would it have served me? She told me when I was ready to hear, because she told me over and over again that she tried when I asked questions, but I just started crying and said, no, you're my mom. I said, you're the only mom I ever love, and da-da-da. And so she couldn't bear to tell me to be quiet, and she wanted to tell me that she wasn't my real mom. She was. It's the person who cares for you, who loves you, who raises you, who is your mom, and not the DNA one. Even though I would love to know her, I have a few pictures of her, but that's about it. So that's the thing. So it's definitely mental. Did things happen to me? Did my biological mom's death happen to me? Or did it happen for me? I don't know, but I choose to believe it happened for me, that I got to know my bonus mom, Heidi, that I have four other siblings, and that the older one got to stay with us, and I still consider him my brother. So looking at it from that aspect, remember, I always say positive mindset creates health, whereas negative mindset causes illness. Well, I'm actually healthier now than I was many, many years ago, just because I choose to make the best out of every situation. I choose to think positively. I choose to remember the good and let go of the bad. And those are things you can do. So I need less doctor visits. I need less. Actually, I don't have any medication. The only thing I'm on is calcium because I have brittle bone disease. And so the calcium I have to take, I take only one pill and the rest I do with nutrition. So raw spinach, yogurt, some cheese here and there. These things all help with the calcium and it's better absorbed, easier to absorb by the body than popping all the pills. So that's the health aspect. And the financial aspect, of course, is that I don't have to spend money on doctor's visits, medications, tests all the time, because I am pretty darn healthy. And even with my nutrition that I'm on right now and taking pride in it, I got rid of most of my symptoms of arthritis and stuff. I can play the piano again. I can run up and down the stairs, things I wasn't able to do 10 years ago. So it's all good. That's what I want to say. Things are happening for us to learn from and grow through. Now, I want to offer you a couple of gifts for just having listened to my show, and I hope I brought you some value. The first gift is a free health goal strategy session where we can figure out, if you choose to, where you would like to improve your health, mental, physical, or financial. And the other one is I email out a healthy newsletter every week. And if you choose to get that one, to get a healthy recipe, healthy activity, and some other health information, please send me your best email address, and I will put you on the list and include you in the next email newsletter. You can send those requests to Coach Denise at ctdigest.net. That's CoachDenise at ctdigest.net.com, or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. I said text or voicemail. I do not answer the phone out of respect to the people I'm on. I only talk on scheduled phone calls and when I have the person in my contact list so I know who it is. So I can be prepared for the call and I know it's of value. Or you leave me a message with your information and I will call you back. And then I can put you in my, I really hope you had some, you found some value in this and that my conversation with my mom triggered some thought-provoking points in your life where DNA said something and the surrounding influences or the five people you are closest to say another thing and you know what's right for you. Think about it. If you choose to be on my show as a guest, please let me know also. Send the email to Coach Denise at CT Digest. Make sure whenever you send an email, the first three letters are capitalized in the subject line as BTR for Blog Talk Radio. So I can fish it out of the spam folder because all first mail emails go in there. Anyway, I look forward to hearing from you and my free gifts to you. Anybody who chooses to get them will get them. I am totally happy to share with you and to help you out and to enrich your life. So until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.